Okay, recording now.
Most of the time, it's well understood. Most of the time, I wouldn't change it.
Good morning, this is Jay.
Hi, Jay, this is John Case. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, John. How are you doing?
Okay, doing great. Let me turn my volume up a little bit here. I'm just checking our signal here.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Jay. Same old position at the Bird Center? The Bird Center changes its name every now and then, I see.
Yeah. So give me the
official today, okay?
Yeah. So I'm the director of programs and research at the Robert C. Byrd Center for Congressional History and Education, and we're situated on the campus of Shepherd University. So
right. So
that is the skinny on.
All right. All right. Well, I assume that your director is never going to retire. All right. That's not going to ever happen.
That's the rumor. I don't know. you know, they say about older academics and old generals, you know.
Yes, I know. So, I know. They can't leave the battlefield. They just can't.
Right.
Okay. It can't happen.
That's right. That's
I know.
Right.
Well, say hello to Ray when you see him. Ray Smock, the director.
I certainly will.
Later today. I just dig the heck out of his posts on Facebook. They're,
yes.
Just way above the current level of conversation on many Facebook exchanges. So, but
yeah.
Anyway, well, tell me about this. I understand you guys had a movie screening and a discussion on the election integrity question. And let me know. Tell me what it was. I didn't see it. I apologize for that. But I started a whole new program on the radio called the Moose Turd Cafe, inspired by the current political situation. But
yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Tell me what you've been doing and what it's about.
Yeah, so, you know, for the past couple of years, we've been running a film series. It's mostly documentary films that we co-sponsor with Shepherd's Lifelong Learning Program. And a core kind of constituency of ours are, you know, community members who are part of that. And they come to events at the Byrd Center. And so for this semester, I was looking for documentary films. And we've also been working on sort of a project about civic education with the Jefferson County branch of the League of Women Voters and the local NAACP branch and several of the local parties, and just trying to sort of think about how we can sort of elevate, you know, sort of knowledge about government and sort of the current sort of political environment and all of that. So the movie that we ended up picking, it kind of, you know, was killing two birds with one stone, is called I Voted.
Mm-hmm.
It's I Voted ? And it's really it's a movie that's about what happens after you cast your ballot, and so it kind of is an attempt to sort of shift the conversation, or at least maybe complicate the conversation around election integrity, away from some of the craziness about, you know, voter suppression and all of that kind of stuff,
right?
And more on, hey, like, once you get past all of that and you actually do get to cast your vote, what's happening, and how do you know it's being counted the right way? How do you know it's being counted at all?
Yeah.
So it's a really good film. It was written, directed, and produced by a guy named Jason Scott Smith, who once he kind of developed the rough cut and was sort of shopping it around, got Katie Couric to sign on as an executive producer sort of towards the end, and she helped promote it. It's a really good film, and it's available on, you know, most of the sort of the streaming platforms. You can get it on Amazon or Vimeo or, you know, whatever. So it's available. You can order a hard copy of the DVD. It's at ivotedmovie.com. It's a very good film. And we did a session. He agreed to do a remote Skype Q&A after
oh, cool.
the film.
Did that
yeah,
work out okay?
Very, It did. It did. I mean, there was lots of consternation because we hadn't done that before. But it, you know, technology always has its, you know, seems to have its own mind. But yep. It came off well. And he, you know, Jason's a really nice guy, engaging guy, knowledgeable about the subject. And it was just one of those film screenings where people were just not thinking about those sorts of things, which is kind of ironic. And
well, give me
Virginia.
What's the where's the beef here on the post vote problem, or if there is one?
Yeah, so the film, and it seems like, you know, kind of the larger debate for the small number of people who are actually really engaged with this has to do with electronic voting machines. And mm-hmm. the reason is that I think it's beginning to change now because of some of the problems that have been had in states across the country. But the, you know, Jason started this project in 2010, so way before our current, you know, environment. Yeah. Everybody was kind of riding high with the Obama wave at that point. But the real gist is that electronic voting machines are problematic, and partially because they can be hacked, and we don't really know if that's happened at this point, but also because they don't leave a paper trail. And once your vote is kind of punched in and supposedly put into the tally, whatever database it's collecting or whatever, there's no way to trace it. There's no way to audit it. And what subsequent experiments from computer scientists have found is that they are actually readily hackable, and so they're not very secure. And you know, so
now these machines, okay. I have to make a little bit of a confession. I worked for Microsoft, and I also worked for, you know, the company they bought, which was a specialist in computer security. But
sure.
But in any event, I subscribe. Anybody that knows anything about you know, web computer science and all that will certainly testify that there's not much in a computer system that's, I don't know, above elementary complexity that can't be, that doesn't have a hole in it, because you can't test all possible outcomes. You can't.
Right.
It's numerically impossible. It's very impossible.
And that's what the computer scientists are basically saying, as, you know, as they have begun to sort of look into it. The beginning of the film starts with an episode in South Carolina in, I think it was 2004, where this unemployed, dishonorably discharged vet kind of basically wins the Democratic primary for the Senate election, Jim DeMint's seat. And so there's all these questions. How did this guy do it? He didn't have a platform. He didn't have a website. He didn't have lawn signs. He didn't do any campaigning, and yet he wins by 60% of the vote. So there's all of this sort of, you know, consternation about, you know, how did this happen or whatever, and people begin to sort of look around, and they start looking at these electronic voting machines. And so that's the vignette that the film opens with, and mm-hmm. it kind of moves on from there. So, and there's a handful of other sort of episodes where people are looking into this. And, you know, of course, you know, 2000, the Bush v. Gore, that was all about hanging chads. But a lot of these, part of what, you know, the film is saying is that a lot of these voting systems up until very recently were basically working on mid-90s to late-90s technology. And, you know, so there's a real problem.
Wow.
And of course, because there's no national standards, every state can kind of handle it the way that they do. And part of the framework of the film is that, you know, in municipalities and in counties where, you know, you maybe hold one election a year and you have all of these other things to worry about, there's not a lot of motivation to put that money into some uber secure voting system.
You know,
money could be spent better elsewhere.
Well, that, you know, it's interesting. You know, I don't know that it would be that difficult to generate a dedicated kind of machine that had, you know, a whole lot of general purpose computing functions shut down, because
sure.
you can actually create a log of every action the computer takes. Okay, everyone.
Right.
Okay, so I mean, that is possible to do. I mean, but if you build a dedicated, I mean, it would have to be dedicated. But then the problem is the manufacturer. You know, I used for one of the first computer like jobs I had was work in the 70s in Silicon Valley. I was working for an outfit. I was a temp actually there, and they were making, you know, control circuitry, you know, firmware, kind of low level programming for instrumentation that would be in tanks. Okay, yeah. For the military, yeah. And that would, and that could control, have a, you know, program controlled firing sequences and all this other thing. Well, you know, there was a couple of serious anarchist programmers in that company, and you know they set those chips so that at a certain random number they would turn around and fire in the opposite direction. I kid you not, okay?
No,
I mean, so there, you know, and now how would, you know, now you say to yourself, well, they ought to build a QC for that. Well, you know, you you change a couple of bits in the program and, you know, how's the debugger going to find that one? Okay, especially if it's randomized. So the integrity of the process can always be... compromised, probably, right? You know, so
right. Just, and part of what the film talks about too is that, you know, by, you know, especially in our society today, the push to kind of certify the elections and figure out who won by the time everybody gets up, you know, the following day, you know, by Wednesday morning or whatever it is, that really makes it hard to kind of go back and trace all of this. You know, there's right. basically not enough time to do it. And so, you know, even if you can get in there and do it, you know, it's very difficult to do in a quick manner.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, there's that. And so that's kind of part of the push for, you know, what the film is advocating for, and actually which some states have begun to do, is to move either back to some level of paper balloting or to kind of create mandates that you can only use systems that are that are auditable, and those almost yeah. always involve some level of paper balloting, even if those paper ballots are then sort of scanned in.
You gotta have something
real gist
yeah.
of it.
Because the
yeah.
other problem is that, you know, computer systems you know, when you print it out on paper, okay, now you've got a physical product, okay, that you can yep. put in a, you can store someplace, and that has yep. some known level of permanence. But the problem with digital data is that, one, it's actually intangible, and I mean the data is all right. And then the other problem is that, you know, it's not how permanent is the disk that it's on, okay, or the backup disk, or all of which need power sources continually, right? So, you know, I think that's a problem. Like right now, for example, you can read, you know, letters written by Abraham Lincoln.
Not a problem.
The two tapes
I've done enough.
Anyway, okay, so we were at the point where the risks were exposed by the film. But what's the remedy is what in a way to get a.
So there, according, you know, his argument, the film's argument, is that the remedy is to incorporate. To go back either to, you know,
did the issue of the Electoral College come up, even though it's probably tangential to the digital thing?
Where, you know, maybe you fill out a paper ballot and it's scanned in and you have a digital record and you also have a paper trail, but something that is readily auditable. And so that there is a certain level of transparency, and that if there is some kind of threat of impropriety or speculation about, you know, vote totals being off or that sort of thing, then, you know, people can kind of go,
But how do you do that? How do you
auditors
do?
Auditors can go in.
Yeah. Now, how do you do that, though? And what about the problem of the audit record showing how each person voted?
Yeah, and they don't get into that, and I think that's a fairly important question. Obviously, you know, I don't know when you put your vote. You know, like if I'm thinking about how I vote, you know, here in Jefferson County, you know, there's. I would think that there's a way that if your name's not on that ballot, right, you sign in, they know that you're there, and then they give you the ballot, and then, you know, I fill it out with, you know, my pencil, and and then I take it, and they immediately scan it in. So the ballot doesn't necessarily need to have your name on it, I would guess, and I don't think I've ever voted anywhere where a ballot has had my name on it. So anonymity shouldn't be a problem.
But there's an ID. There's an ID on the there's some kind of ID on the ballot, right? You know, no?
Yeah, I suppose, but I mean, I would imagine that even if there was a way to, you know, rip that tab off or something like that, you know, before you scan it in, or, you know, maybe it's just kind of redacted as part of the software program or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things, you know, a big part of this has been that, you know, the electronic machines, of course, they're sold by vendors, and the vendors are kind of hawking their wares to all these local, you know, election commissions and authorities. And so, you know, people, really, by and large, aren't aware of this as an issue. And you can go to the vendors and say, hey, you know, this system isn't cutting it. We need something that does this, or we need something that does, you know, that has a higher level of security, or something that is auditable or whatever. And of course, they're going to want the business. So they're going to, you know, accommodate that request. So it's a matter, I think, of, you know, making the, you know, becoming aware that it's an issue and making the ask, and then figuring out how to sort of overcome any of the inherent obstacles, you know, to that. So, you know, making sure that, you know, your vote remains anonymous is a key part of that, obviously.
Now, what about the fact that every state, you know, lots of states have their own rules about voting, and county clerks that maintain voting lists are elected officials in West Virginia, right?
Yep.
They don't like they don't like to be told what to do, particularly if they're elected. You know,
right.
And then so this business of homogenizing or doing something to uniform to the voting practices across states would be important, right?
It would be important, and that's one of the things that that the film kind of highlights, talking about voting integrity, whether it's in the form of making sure that, you know, ballots are, you know, and elections are auditable, or even in, you know, the world of voter suppression or whatever. It's the same places where those are hot button issues are the places where there is the most resistance to having any kind of sort of federal standard for the maintenance of elections. You know, I mean, that is a local control of elections is a long-standing practice in this country. It goes back, you know, to sort of the founding era.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, there's the Voting Rights Act, which, you know, when it was enacted, basically said, hey, if you're doing X and Y, we're coming in.
But,
and we're going to audit those elections, and we may actually just take them over. So there have been instances where, you know, the federal government has stepped in, but, of course, you know, the Voting Rights Act was, you know, highly controversial for a long, long time. And, you know, and then we begin to see this sort of the chipping away at it. So there's precedent there, but there's not a lot of support for it on the state level.
No, I can see where that's going to be tough.
Well,
I mean, because voter suppression, I mean, the entire issue, I mean, right, it depends on the constituency, what votes you want to suppress, right? I mean, why would the billionaires, you know, want all those poor people to vote, okay? I mean, they know what the, that if the poor people ever got it together and took over Congress, the first thing they'd do would be to tax the billionaires, okay? So, and, you know, you have these built-in challenges that are why would you know, like President Trump, I mean, I'm not sure, I bet he's going to undermine the voting booths.
So we were at the point
Puerto Rican voting
pretty soon,
okay? So the risks, you know, we already know, I mean, what happens in, you know, one party systems, you know, where
It is crazy. And one of the things that, you know, the film kind of deals with a little bit,
that
in the
is
question
a local control
in
election is a long-standing practice in this country.
Smith,
goes
the director,
back, you know, to
was, you know, well, what's the motivation in Congress to kind of move on this? And, you know, he got Rush Holt from New Jersey. He did get a couple members of Congress to kind of say, hey, yeah, this is an important issue. Rush Holt has introduced legislation, you know, I think every Congress to sort of improve this, and to get Congress to move on it. But, you know, the idea that the film puts forward is that, you know, these, everybody who's there has already kind of benefited from the system
voters
as
over
as
the past
place.
Yeah.
Couple
and
months,
so
you
right.
don't
the
generally have
college
a lot of motivation to do it. In some cases where, you know, you have a kind of a moment, like, you know, after Bush v. Gore, where people are really paying attention to this, you know, most
Congress
of the states had already spent the money.
There was too late legislation
that
was passed,
where
they
provided, you know, I don't know how many billions of dollars to states to update and improve their voting systems after Bush v. Gore. But the film kind of makes the point that, you know, Congress allocated the money before it created the standards, and so by the time it kind of came around to,
so I think a lot of them were,
you know,
were kind of taking it back,
putting out
and best practices
to consider
thing.
Some of most of the states had already spent the money, and
right.
it was too late to kind of go back on it, which
right.
is, you know, basically putting the cart before the horse. But there's not, outside of those, you know, handful of kind of national moments where everybody's sort of thinking about these questions, it's really hard to get elected officials to move on it, because there's just not a lot of currency in it for them.
What about the audience to these film showings now? I mean, for example, I mean, what was their reaction to it? And maybe to the voter suppression, what were the kind of ordinary concerns that people expressed?
Yeah, I think that, you know, most people in the audience, this was kind of like I hadn't thought of this sort of thing, which, to be honest with you, until, you know, we started working with, you know, the local League of Women Voters and sort of thinking a little bit, you know, deeper on, you know, government and civic education issues, I hadn't really thought about it either. So when I found the film and the trailer's mm-hmm. great and it offers this question, hey, how do you know what happens after you vote? And you're kind of like, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. I mean, I know a lot about voter suppression. That's, you know, I pay attention to that stuff, but I hadn't thought about this angle. So I think a lot of them were kind of taken aback and something to consider. Some of them were, you know, everybody asked good questions, but I think that there was a certain sense of...
yes, why would please. The billionaires, you know, want all those poor
okay.
people to vote, okay?
Okay?
I mean, they know what if the poor people ever got...
Oh, yeah. You know, because, you know, we're just getting inundated day in, day out with all of these various national and international crises.
Yeah, right.
And this is something that people thought, you know, was, you know, pretty well established, and apparently it's not.
Yeah.
But most people wanted to know how to change it and where they could go to change it, and you know, that really begins by engaging with your local government and finding out, sort of knowing what kind of voting process you have in your jurisdiction. So and then right. if you're not happy with it, then kind of working your way up the ladder to, you know, try and initiate a change. I will say that on the that he does have a petition to Congress that you can sign on the website, the movie's website, ivotedmovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you want to kind of engage in sort of that click activism, you can.
Right.
But,
right.
Know, people write petitions to Congress all the time. It doesn't necessarily initiate action. So,
who's on the line? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, I think that Gail... Is someone else on?
Hey, John. Yeah, this is...
Hi, Gail.
Gail, John, and Jay. When you get a chance, I would like to ask a question of
Do it
Jay,
right now.
But again,
do it.
Now I'll
do it now.
Back off if you have a chance.
No, do it now, Gail. One thing I wanted Jay to comment on before we close, though, is did the issue of the Electoral College come up, even though it's probably tangential to the
digital
thing?
It didn't come up in this conversation after the film. I've done a couple different talks on voting and voters over the past couple months, and the Electoral College does come up,
the point that Congress allocated the money before it created the standards,
and so by
what
it is, why it's there, and what we can do.
We've had two presidents elected with minority popular votes, and that's
right.
I think that undermines the credibility and certainly the mandate.
Gail,
you had a question.
Like, oh my
what was it?
Like one more thing that we have to worry about.
Should I go ahead and ask the question?
Yes, please.
Apologies if Jay has already answered.
Hold on. Gail, you got to turn off. Gail, turn off your radio.
Yes.
You got to turn off the radio.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks. Go ahead.
There we go.
Go ahead now.
Sorry, I had earphones on. Okay. Sorry about that. Apologies if this question has already been.
I'm getting a lot of echo. We're getting a lot of echo. I'm going to have to hang up on that one, okay? Hello?
Okay.
Jeez.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Gail's connection was not working. Okay, so we can.
I gathered.
So we can. Why don't we close the call here? I can edit this so we get the podcast. So it looks pretty good. Hold on.
Yeah. Great.
Anyway.
Great.
All right. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. All right, he's trying to get back in, but I think he's got a speaker on or something like that. But anyway.
Yeah, it sounded like it was coming through on a delay a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, why don't you close up this series? I mean, on election integrity. I mean, you're going to keep going with it. I mean, is this an issue you're going to keep up at the Byrd Center, or is this like a one-shot deal and move on to the next thing?
No. So we have on November 8th, we're actually hosting, as part of this collaboration that we're doing with the League of Women Voters and representatives of the four registered political parties in West Virginia and the Jefferson County branch of the NAACP. As part of that, we're hosting West Virginia Secretary of State Mac Warner on the 8th. And so he's going to do two talks specifically about sort of voting and voter integrity in West Virginia. And that's going to be at 3 o'clock in the auditorium here on campus, and then at our facility. And then in the evening, he's going to do another one at 7 o'clock, and that will be up at Irma Ora Byrd Hall, which is right up the street from the Robert C. Byrd Center for Congressional History and Education.
All right.
That'll be at 7 o'clock. So we're going to keep going with this. We're looking at programming for the spring, programs that sort of will help people understand how their local government works, essentially what they're voting for when they vote in those local governments, government elections. And it's going to be an ongoing thing. It's part of our mission here at the Byrd Center, and it's been successful so far. So we're
okay,
and it's been well received. So
all right, okay. Well, we're going to close it there, and I'll have a podcast up later today, Jay. And listen, thanks so much. Okay.
Thank you, John.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay, we're going to hang up on that one. And let's cut that off here for a second. And...